AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. It is sports overlap season with basketball, hockey, and now baseball all in progress, and the college basketball season is getting down to the nitty-gritty. We start with the NCAA tournament, Sweet 16 action Thursday, and Gethin Kulba was courtside for the two games in Boston.
Top overall seed Connecticut got the better of San Diego State again with an 82-52 blowout win over the fifth-seeded Aztecs in a Sweet 16 rematch of last season's national championship game. Cam Spencer had 18 points to lead the five-time champion Huskies, who are headed to the Elite Eight for the 13th time in program history. The Huskies will face Illinois in Saturday's East Regional Final after Terrence Shannon Jr.'s 29 points helped the third-seeded Fighting Illini fight off a second-half surge by second-seeded Iowa State for a 72-69 win. Illinois is headed back to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2005.
From the east, we go cross-country out west to Los Angeles, where Mark Myers had a bird's-eye view of the two games out there.
Clemson knocked off the two-seed Arizona 77-72, sending the Tigers to the Elite Eight for the first time since 1980. Chase Hunter scored 18 in the win.
I'm just happy for my team. I'm happy that I can do this for my team and my coaches. But yeah, it definitely feels great to be playing this well right now.
Clemson held Pac-12 Player of the Year Caleb Love to just 13 points, going 0-9 from beyond the arc. The Tigers will next face Alabama, who took down top-seeded North Carolina 89-87. Grant Nelson converted an and-one with 39 seconds left. That put Bama ahead. Nelson finished with 24 points. In his final college game, Armando Baycott led the Tar Heels with 19 points.
And coming up later on Friday, it will be the South and Midwest regions back in action. Now to the pros. Only two games on Thursday, but both were close, especially in Atlanta, as our Dave Ferry reports.
DeJounte Murray and the Hawks beat the Celtics for the second time in Atlanta in 4 days, 123-122 in overtime. Murray poured in a career-high 44 points, including a go-ahead jumper with 0.1 seconds left. He scored all 12 of Atlanta's overtime points. Bogdan Bogdanovic finished with 24 points, and DeAndre Hunter had 21 with 13 rebounds in the victory. Jason Tatum had 31 points and 13 boards for the Celtics, who had won 9 straight before falling in Atlanta on Monday. Jaylen Brown hit a jumper that put Boston ahead with 6 seconds left.
And in the other game, Zion Williamson scored 28 points as New Orleans defeated Milwaukee 107-100. Now to the first full day in Major League Baseball, beginning in Los Angeles, where Shohei Ohtani had a pair of hits, the Dodgers beating St. Louis 7-1, making a winner out of Tyler Glasnow, who is thankful for the Dodger offense.
Scored a bunch of runs. It was awesome. Yeah, they're great, great lineup. Everyone's a hard out. Yeah, it was awesome. It's great to be a starting pitcher behind a lineup like that.
And speaking of great lineups, the Yankees have one as well, and they opened the season with a 5-4 victory in Houston. Aaron Judge with a hit and run scored, and he was impressed by all his fellow hitters.
Up and down the lineup, great at-bats. Yeah, that's what I saw all day, were just guys working the count, you know, taking walks when they needed to, especially in big situations where bases were loaded or, you know, guys were in scoring position. So it just spoke volumes to the guys' approach.
And how about the Arizona Diamondbacks? They scored 14 runs in the third inning, crushing Colorado 16-1. Elsewhere, National League, Nick Martini with 2 home runs, Cincinnati 8-2 over Washington, Pittsburgh 6-5 over Miami, and San Diego 6-4 over San Francisco. American League, Corbin Burns striking out 11, Baltimore clobbering Anaheim 11-3, Detroit shutting out Chicago 1-0, Minnesota 4-1 over Kansas City, Toronto 8-2 over Tampa Bay, Cleveland 8-0 over Oakland, and Boston held off Seattle 6-4. And in interleague action, Texas with a run in the 10th inning, they defeated the Cubs 4-3. The night in hockey is next. A total of 14 games in the NHL on Thursday, and we start in Denver with Bruce Morton reporting on Colorado and the New York Rangers.
Two games versus Colorado, 2 wins for the Broadway Blue Shirts. On Thursday, they needed a shootout to defeat the Avalanche 3-2. Igor Shesterkin was stellar between the pipes with 38 saves. New York, which won at home in overtime versus Colorado earlier this year, has won 9 of 11. With the victory, the Rangers have a league-leading 102 points. For Colorado, after a 9-game win streak, it has lost 2 in a row.
Elsewhere, Sebastian Aho in Carolina wrapped up a playoff spot, 4-0 over Detroit.
It was a good start. Obviously, you hope to get that every night, but especially after last game, we didn't like our start, and obviously lost the game in Pittsburgh, so yeah, there was a good response by us, and yeah, that's the kind of way we have to approach every game.
In other games, Logan Cooley had a hat trick. Arizona 8-4 over Nashville. Toronto 5-1 over Washington. Montreal 4-1 over Philadelphia. Ottawa shutting out Chicago 2-0. The Islanders edging Florida 3-2. Pittsburgh 3-2 over Columbus. St. Louis 5-3 over Calgary. Minnesota down San Jose 3-1. Las Vegas 4-1 over Winnipeg. Edmonton 4-LA 1. Dallas 3-1 over Vancouver. And Seattle doubling up Anaheim. The final there 4-2. I'm David Schuster. AP Sports.